Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tight end right, London to the right, two receivers left, pistol with Robinson. First and goal off the Commander's 7, play action Penix, loops it here to the near side, into the end zone, goes Kyle Pitts, and the Atlanta touchdown. I don't know how you had it drawn up over there, Arch. Two plays, 76 yards.
That works.
Falcons in front by 11.
Just a fun game to watch yesterday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. So the Falcons did beat Washington 34-27, totaling 435 yards on offense, four touchdowns. I want to read you guys a tweet that came in from our buddy Danimal Black yesterday on the 929 Morning Shift account. He said, in all caps, still ran in pistol, still passed in shotgun, but executed. Having Bijan, Tyler, London, Mooney, and Penix is a cheat code for Zach. Sure, they know it's coming, but can they stop it if all 11 are executing?
No. Any good offense is like that. If all 11 are executing, you should not be able to stop it. I mean, it's just, it's impossible if the play is well designed. And I go back and we just played that cut, and it's exactly what we were talking about earlier. This is the evolving dynamic of Zach Robinson's pistol, right? He didn't run a bootleg to Kyle Pitts. He opened to the quarterback towards the end, right? Instead of trying to naked bootleg off of that end, he opened up, got Michael Penix's eyes right on that end. Kyle Pitts holds the backside end right there for a second and then leaks into the flat. It's impossible to stop after you have shown some inside zone or some duo the way the Falcons had the last couple of weeks. If not, and you're only wide zone, you kind of have to open the other way and boot and naked bootleg out of it. So, I think it's a great point. It's a great tweet. It's kind of the point Bo and I have been making all along about the pistol. It's not inherently the pistol that's the problem. Yes, you would like to see them change it up more, but you have to operate everything at a higher level out of the pistol. And I think they did that yesterday in a lot of different ways.
I don't know if they necessarily knew what was coming. They just knew that they're in the pistol. I mean, they could play action out of the pistol. They did the little swing. It's not really a swing, but the little pass to Bijan that he kind of just swings it out there. Did they know that was coming? They did. They did a pretty poor job of being there. And how good was that throw, too? Because he hits Bijan.
So good.
You know, just unbelievably accurate, and it was a reason why that play went for so far. Everything you said, everything's about execution in this league. Everything's about being on the same page with the other, all 11 guys working as one. The game of football, the more I've been taught about it by like guys like Mike and Arch, and you know, like the Harry Douglas's friends of mine, you know, Sharp Weatherspoon, all these guys that you know you've got a chance to be around, DJ Shockley, Algie Crumper, all these guys, it's all complimentary. Everything is complimentary. And it's not just the complimentary football thing you hear where offense, it helps defense, helps special teams. But it's like everybody that gets on the field at one point in time has to do their job to be complimentary to the other guy and so forth and so forth. And it is the reason why it's the ultimate team sport. I mean, the Ryder Cup this weekend, the Europe wins, right? And the reason they won was because they were complimentary in their team, the team part of it, where they ham and egged it, where if a guy had a bad tee shot, other guy had a good one or whatever. They picked each other up, and that's what you have to do in this league in the NFL.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And again, going back to the pistol, some of the other things, there were wrinkles that I had not seen prior to yesterday. I thought they did a couple of nice jobs going into shotgun at times when you haven't normally seen it. There was actually a run play. I can't remember what point in the game it was where Tyler Algier does a short motion left and then comes right back to the quarterback at the snap. They're in a shotgun for that. You also had a fourth down play where Tyler Algier gets the handoff from under center. Penix takes it from under center, and they dive straight ahead, and they're able to pick up the first down. But again, it's changing dynamic. It's not, we're not going back to the same thing. You know what was different about that fourth down play? And that was the second drive where you end up scoring a touchdown. Did you notice on that play where in week one, Kyle Pitts was at tight end, and Tegan Quatoriano was actually lined up at tight end on that fourth down play? I thought it was beautiful. I think I actually tweeted in week one, I'll be good if I never see Kyle Pitts again lined up next to the tackle on a fourth and one. And when you did it on Sunday, when you did it yesterday, Tegan Quatoriano was lined up on the line of scrimmage and Charlie Warner was the guy in the backfield at the H-back spot. It was beautiful. Like, so again, it's all complimentary stuff. It's not just, and again, Bo was dead on when he said it's executing at a high level. It's diagnosing what they are trying to do to you, whether you're on offense or defense. Diagnose what they're trying to do to you and execute where you're supposed to go after that, right? And it doesn't matter if you're on offense, defense, special teams. Diagnose and execute, and that's exactly what the Falcons were able to do more times than not yesterday.
Well, we keep talking about execution, and Bo, you mentioned that Michael Penix came in cool, calm, collected to the locker room after the game. He did talk to the media yesterday and talked about staying true to the process.
I wouldn't say I did anything differently. You know, the biggest thing is just continue to believe and trust in myself, you know, and my abilities that God has given me. And that's all I can do at the end of the day, and go out there and, you know, play my heart out for my team and help us win football games. And, you know, it's not always going to be perfect. You know, I'm not perfect, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, as long as I go out there and give my all for my team, you know, I know that's enough. And today it was enough, and we won the game today.
And it wasn't perfect yesterday. You know, after the Xavier Watts interception, he's clearly trying to just loop the ball over the safety's head. I think it was Sanistrill.
It was.
And he's got Drake right there in kind of like a little spot, like a little soft spot, yeah, right in the zone.
Yeah.
And if he does that, they might win. They might drop 40 on him, and Washington might not get over 20 points. But instead, yeah, he makes just an error, and it's picked off. They get a field goal out of it. They had a couple – Washington had a couple of short fields. I want to talk about the defense because the defense played pretty good yesterday. I went back and look, you can go back and pick apart any game, but pressure-wise, you were able to get pressure on a pretty mobile quarterback. You had like six quarterback hits, a couple sacks, right? You know, you made plays in the backfield. If, and again, I know they happened, so bear with me for a second, but Mike, they had 94 yards on three plays. So so what I'm getting at is they had 184 yards on 10 plays. So plays of 15, or even say 10 yards or more, was really their thing. Other than that, you made them kind of 2 yards here, 2 yards there. You kept them in check,
yeah,
for the most part. You just allowed the 48-yard run by Chris Rodriguez was a missed tackle by Xavier Watts.
Yeah, it was.
It's a 4-yard gain, I think, maybe five.
Yeah. I'll go even further, and I'll just say, let's just, if we just compromise and Xavier Watts makes that tackle. All right, let's just say he does. This is a team that came in averaging 157 yards a game on the ground. So you didn't even let them get to their average on the ground. If you erase the 48-yarder and Xavier Watts makes the tackle for a 3-yard gain, you're talking about a really outstanding performance against a run game. And so I think you have to take that into account. And I talked to Grant yesterday on the post game about this. When you dive into the weeds of how we're able to execute, and you go back to the times when Washington, and we saw it, Bo, you did a good job talking about it last week, when they're in jumbo packages, when they're in unbalanced, I thought we did a nice job answering that schematically. So what Jeff Fulbrick was able to do yesterday, he walked Caden Ellis and guys like Jalen Walker and James Pierce up in edge positions, really five across the board, and he puts Divine Diablo back in the middle linebacker position. All right, so you're really operating, if you're just talking about the box, you're operating in a 5-1 box. And then what happened is he would fold Billy Bowman in, who we talked to Mike Hughes about it. Now Billy Bowman at the nickel is a linebacker, essentially, right? And then you go single high safety and you bring Jesse Bates down on the other side of Divine Diablo. So you're operating out of like a 5-3 base package, like a bear front almost, but you have so much athleticism on the field where Caden Ellis is at one edge, Jalen Walker's at the other edge. You have a safety basically playing linebacker. You have a nickel playing linebacker. And oh, by the way, ding, the linebacker that actually plays linebacker runs a 4-4-40 out of the middle of your defense. So I just thought it was incredible the way they were able to rise up to the challenge. The ability of Caden Ellis to play edge and to turn plays back towards the middle of the defense. And Jalen Walker with his athleticism. We saw him numerous times out there on the edge making plays, getting in the backfield. He really fit what this game plan called for as well.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
One time he fought through a block for a tackle for loss on a third down situation. Guys get caught. Oh, he didn't register a stat.
Don't care.
Well, let me tell you something. As a defensive end, yeah, you want to get a TFL, you want to get a sack, whatever. If you get down to the nitty gritty, you get stats. You just don't. They're just not put on the box score. Right after the game.
Yeah.
And because when they go through and count them, hey, you turned that play inside. That's your tackle, too. You know, that's what the meeting – I've never been in a meeting room, but, Mike, I'm pretty sure that's what they would say in a meeting room.
No doubt.
Hey, great job. 27, no doubt. Great job.
As a matter of fact, if Raheem's not doing that on a weekly basis in front of the team, then I think he's missing an opportunity.
Yeah.
He should be showing clips. And I'll give you another name. You know who played really well yesterday? I thought at times – that probably doesn't have the stats to back it up, Lakeel London.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He was in the backfield all day. He's swim move, rip move. He's creating havoc. He's causing cutbacks. Now, was he always able to make the tackle? No. But he and David Onyemata on the inside yesterday did a couple of really nice things. David Onyemata had a couple of Deron Payne-type moments and the way he was able to fight off of blocks and make plays in the backfield.
Yeah, David Onyemata got Brandon Dorlus at TFL.
Yes.
Because he absolutely just blew through. I think it was a double team. Blows it up so much, Brandon Dorlus looked like he came through like the Kool-Aid man, but it was really Onyemata. Onyemata burst through the wall, but
oh yeah,
when the dust settled, it was Dorlus standing there.
We in here. Oh God.
We are taking your calls on this Falcons Monday, 404-726-0929. I am so curious if Dan Orlovsky is going to make another video this week, considering how much engagement he got from this station alone last week. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Coming up, we know our Falcons took down the Commanders yesterday, but what else went down in the NFL? We're going to talk about that tie and zoom out next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.